This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Hi, guys. Happy New Year. Happy New Year. You guys ready for another year? 2018. Oh my gosh. You know what is a little depressing about that? Is when I was little and you would see movies and they would talk about the future, like Back to the Future 2. Remember 2015? Oh my gosh. We were supposed to have flying cars. And were they Reeboks or Adidas that you pumped up? And they were supposed to, I don't know, help you on a hoverboard. I don't remember all the stuff. But if I was a little kid and I was told, well, in 2018, blah, 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 I would be just freaking out. I would be, in 2018, there's going to be robots. There's going to be aliens. There's going to be Terminator. And, you know, here we are, 2018. The other thing, too, that freaked me out as a kid is I calculated how old I would be. Remember, we were thinking about how old we were going to be when the millennium came, right, the year 2000. Like, oh my gosh, I'm going to be 28 years old when we hit the next century. And I'm like, wow, that's old. And now here we are, 2018, and yes, I'm 46. Oh, come on, how did you guys not know my age? Please. So I'm a 46-year-old now in 2018. We're supposed to have all these cool things coming around the bend, yeah, with our phones and our robots and drones and, I don't know, Michael Fassbender dolls that you can have at the house. I mean, just, there's supposed to be so much cool stuff coming around the bend, and I'm just getting older, and I'm so afraid I'm not going to get to enjoy it all. You know, luckily, you know, we're all around to enjoy the smartphone, but other than that, so it's kind of depressing. Now, I hope you all had a good New Year's. Hope you all had a good Christmas. I was away for about a week or two. We took a Carnival cruise, which was actually really fun. Nobody got sick. It was a great cruise. And we took it out of New Orleans. So I was like, New Orleans. Oh, wait. Can I just say something about New Orleans? Okay. I'm walking down Canal Street, New Orleans. Okay. You know, you got Bourbon Street and the perpendicular. You got that big street, Canal Street. And all these buses start to come up, and you see this police motorcade, and there's all these sirens, and everybody has to stop walking, and everybody has to stop driving, and there's big buses. Well, I was there when the Falcons came to play the Saints, and boy, did they get first-class treatment, and I watched to see where the buses go. The buses went to a Ritz-Carlton, so I don't know if you guys knew this, but when the NFL goes to the visiting city, now I don't know if the visiting city pays or not, but they don't stay in a Motel 6. They were at the Ritz-Carlton, and I would probably say, across the street from Julio Jones. I was like, So yeah, they ended up losing, but I thought that was, like, pretty incredible. So I just had to tell you guys that I was that close to some of the major NFL players. And everybody thinks, well, Dahlia, you broadcast, you get to meet stars all the time. I do, but I don't get to meet a lot of the NFL players. And the NFL players, that's what really makes my heart beat. So anyway, then we take the ship out of New Orleans. And, you know, people, when they first get on a cruise ship, they're kind of funny, okay? They head straight to the buffet. The first thing they do, and we weren't even hungry, but you just want to check out the food. You know, they check out the room, and they're like, well, we got to go eat, because we're not going to be able to get, I don't know, people think that they're not going to be able to eat for the remaining days on the ship. And that buffet line, oh my gosh. For those of you guys that have never been to a buffet, can you please visit Hometown Buffet, or does Golden Corral have a buffet? A Piccadilly? I don't know. But go to Hometown Buffet in your neck of the woods, so you know how to properly do buffets. If you have any sort of inclination to take cuts in a buffet, you could lose your life. So you saw these novices going, well, I don't want to get silverware and I don't want to get the antipasta. I want to go straight for the meat. And I don't blame them. Me too. Why am I going to waste calories on salad and antipasta? I don't understand why it's even called antipasta. I'm like, let me just get my meat, let me get my dessert, and let me go. But you don't do that on a cruise ship. You have to stand in line. So here's some people going, I'm just going to grab my meat. And everybody starts to take a bad look at him and, you know, starts to grumble. And I'm like, well, you wonder what if there's people taking cuts. And I want to see what the heck is going on with this cruise. You know, the Love Boat. I want to meet Doc. I want to meet Isaac the bartender because I love cruises. I'm like, oh, my gosh. So I decide to start taking cuts. And now nobody's going to hit a woman. You know, this is where you play the woman card. Okay. First, you go, ladies first. And there's always some gentleman, some cowboy going, oh, I'm sorry, ma'am, go right ahead. And like, oh, man, why can't my husband be more like you? So then I felt guilty. So I decided to take cuts in front of another person, but I took cuts in front of a woman. And, oh, do not get in between a woman and a buffet spoon if we're talking meat. Now, I know everybody's like, well, the ladies eat salads. The ladies aren't going to, you know, Because cruises are expensive. And we're going to get our money's worth. And if there's meat, we're going to eat meat. I don't think I saw any vegetarians. If there were any vegetarians, I probably would have thrown them off the boat. Sorry, I know a lot of you guys are vegetarians. But it just, I have nothing to talk to you about. So it's a problem. So anyway, then we sailed. We went to Cozumel. And Cozumel is on the eastern part of Mexico, near the Yucatan Peninsula. Very, very cool. So we went to Xcaret. Saw some Mayan ruins. We did some, there's like a river under caves. We were swimming under caves in the dark. Very, very scary stuff, especially if you're claustrophobic. I'm not claustrophobic. But, you know, if you have to pee, you know, nobody can see. So that's pretty good. Then we went to Belize. Now, Belize, a lot of people don't realize, Belize is actually a country. Yeah, everybody thinks Belize is like a city in Mexico. It's not. It's its own country. And boy, was it beautiful. And they had these caves that you could tube in. So we're on inner tubes and we're going through caves. I posted pictures on my Facebook. Very, very cool. Can't really pee in that water because I know everyone's like, well, where do you go to the bathroom? And I like to tell you guys where to go to the bathroom. Don't go to the bathroom because if you're in a tube, then you're just going to pee in the tube. But I got to tell you, it was gorgeous and not scary at all. And then we did some ATV and then we got mud in our teeth. That's good too. And then finally we went to Honduras, Roatan, which is an island in Honduras. Exquisite. So we kind of did some segueing there. We didn't scuba dive because I got my period and my husband said you're not allowed to scuba dive while you're on your period because sharks will come. So that was my trip. So my New Year's resolution, and we'll talk about New Year's resolutions, to finally do a good show for you guys. What do you mean I already failed? All right, well, there's always 2019. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-SELLY. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh, my gosh. That's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me. Are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh, yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh, yeah. I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42.
2424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, who is working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So we got a lot to get to. We want to get to your calls and your questions. As I was out of town for a while, and it looks like a lot of that has started to pile up. So we'll get to that in the next segment. We also need to talk about how a lot of authorities are now starting to crack down on doctors and medical providers prescribing opioid medications and controlled substances. Assembly Bill 474 in Nevada had passed earlier last year, and it goes into effect as of yesterday in Nevada, and that is going to, I predict, spur a whole new set of problems in terms of people getting access to medication. We'll tell you what that law is requiring doctors and medical providers to do and how you guys could be involved, especially if other states seem to have similar, rules or protocols, or decide to follow in Nevada's lead. We're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about how a diabetes drug could be used to treat Alzheimer's. This is kind of a nice breakthrough, and we may be able to make a little bit more headway. We're also being told that chocolate, it may be actually disappearing. I mean, like, non-existent. Remember we said it was going to be in short supply by the year 2030? Now they're predicting that by the year 2050, cocoa plants could disappear as a result of warming temperature and warmer conditions. So what would life be like without chocolate? Not good. Selfitis or selfie-itis is a condition that now has been, I guess, documented by some researchers. Do you guys have selfie-itis where you take too many selfies of yourself? Recreational marijuana starts to go on sale in California, and we're hearing that many people can't find it. And those that can, they are flooding the stores, and we are expecting them to sell out, just like Nevada did. We'll talk about what's going on with that. But, unfortunately, we're hearing that marijuana use is increasing among pregnant women in California. Why you're not supposed to be smoking marijuana while you are pregnant. These little kids' brains have to develop. Some of you are still hungover. I don't know how you're hungover, but you're still hungover. We'll talk about how to cure your hangover. We'll also talk about what to do in terms of your resolutions. Okay, everybody can't, nobody can stand making New Year's resolutions. I can't. It just drives me crazy. I hate the talk of New Year's resolutions. The problem is we got to do it. And we, so we don't fail, there's, I guess, an art to it, which I'll teach you about. And then we're being warned to not water fast. Many of you guys are trying to lose weight by doing the water fast. We'll tell you what the water fast is and why that's stupid. So as you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dolly Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. And if another one of you emails me about how the Cowboys didn't make the playoffs, I will I'll rip you a new one. So please, okay? I know, I'm very well aware. It was a rough season. Looks like we need Zeke. Okay, so Happy New Year. New Year's resolutions. You know why we make New Year's resolutions? It's because we want to be bad during the holidays. That's why we make New Year's resolutions. It's not that we have to have a contract with our wives or husbands or our boyfriends or girlfriends on how to, you know, be better people or healthier. It's we do some pretty bad stuff over the holidays. We talked about office parties, right? We talked about people hooking up with people at work, which is bad. We talk about people over drinking and overeating and whatever. And so what we do to justify this behavior is we say once New Year's comes, we're going to make resolutions. And so for those of you smoking, you're like, you know what? I'm going to quit smoking January 1. So it's okay that I'm smoking now. And the funny thing is the wife backs off a little bit. Right? You know, if you tell your wife, look, you know, why are you smoking? She goes, why are you smoking? You're like, look, my New Year's resolution is quit smoking, so I'm going to be quitting January 1. Oh, okay. And then she cuts you some slack. So now you can do whatever the heck you want until New Year's Eve. But then New Year's Day, all right? So I've made some New Year's resolutions, okay? One is to, you know, make a better show for you guys. And I know many of you guys thought I failed. No. Okay, listen, I did not have to effect this New Year's resolution successfully and execute it successfully on the first day in the first 15 minutes, okay? My New Year's resolution is to broadcast a better show. That could happen June 16th. So cut me some slack. All right, so what are the most common New Year's resolutions that people make that fail at? Well, one is to lose weight. Everyone's like, I'm going to lose weight. Another is I'm going to stop smoking. Another is I'm going to drink less alcohol. I'm going to make more money. My New Year's resolution is to make more money. Another is, well, I'm going to spend more time with the family. In other words, I'm going to do a better job at work. You see what I just did there? I'm going to perform better at work. Okay? And I'll tell you why we fail. To save more money is another one. To eat healthier. To go to church or temple more often. To get a boyfriend or girlfriend. A lot of people have that as a New Year's resolution. I am going to get a boyfriend or girlfriend. Are you kidding me? If you could have got a boyfriend or girlfriend already, you would have done it. Please. To spend less time on the internet or smartphone. And many of you guys have made a New Year's resolution to watch less porn. And I commend you for that. But the problem is these are just way too broad. And psychologically speaking, I was on KBC with Doug McIntyre and Leanne Tweeden talking about this today. If they're so insurmountable and then you fail, like you go back to the cigarettes or you gained a pound by January 2nd or January 3rd, you quit. You're like, well, to heck with this. And there's this idea of an all or nothing. Well, the problem is if you make a New Year's resolution to lose weight, we all make that New Year's resolution. Or I'm going to keep my weight, except the skinny minis out there, and you skinny people I can't stand. You know, that where, oh my gosh, I ate so much and I can't gain weight. I'm like, are you kidding me? Yeah, all right, so anyway. I mean, not the ones who are sickly and can't gain weight. There's just people out there with great metabolisms, and I don't even want to hear from you. But anyway, so when you have an insurmountable, too general, too broad, not going to do it. So what you need to do is you need to come up with little finite, discrete steps. They're easier to accomplish. And one thing that I really recommend is drinking more water. If you want to make a New Year's resolution that you could stick to, it's drink more water. Drink more water. Okay? Now, there's no official recommendation for 8 to 10 a day. We talk about 8 to 10 glasses a day, but there's no official medical recommendation. But if you drink more water, you get more full, you hydrate, your skin looks better, your kidneys love it. You don't want to overdrink water. Don't be drinking gallons because you don't want to become hyponatremic and have low salt. But you want to, hydrate. And if you hydrate, start to feel better, your bowels move better, maybe you don't have to do the eat your fiber resolution. Call your mother. Once a week, okay? If that's too much, maybe once a month. But, you know, if you're feeling guilty about the way you treat your parents or family members, call them. But maybe do like a once a week or a once a month thing. Okay, this way you don't have to do that whole general thing of I'm going to be close to my mother, you know, type of thing. Why don't you make a New Year's resolution? You're going to lose 5 pounds in January. Rather than lose weight, come up with 5 pounds in January. I'm going to lose 5 pounds in January. That's one of my New Year's resolutions. And then for February, I'm going to try to lose another 5 pounds. Right? Make discreet little resolutions. Eat more vegetables is a good one. In terms of saving more money, why don't you make a plan where you're going to take $20 a paycheck and put it into savings? Treasury Direct with U.S. bonds could do that, where they could automatically take out, some of your banks could automatically take out money. Maybe what you could do with your paycheck is overtake out taxes, so then you get a big, huge chunk of a refund later. I don't know. But, you know, take $20 out of paycheck or $10 out or $5 out and put it into savings could help. Maybe in terms of spending more time with the family, you could make 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. playtime with the kids. So now you have a designated hour, which is kind of a lot of time, you know, during a busy school week, to play with the kids. And that's better than saying, oh, I'm just going to spend more time with the family. You got to have it concrete. How about exercise? Why don't you walk 10 minutes a day in January, and then in February, bring it up to 15 minutes. Very small, easy steps to do. You know, go to church or temple more often. You just have to do. There's no shortcut on that. Maybe if you want to spend more time with your spouse, make the third Saturday of each month date night, something like that, so you actually have a date night. Maybe if you're smoking and you're having trouble quitting smoking, there's a lot of hotlines and tobacco hotlines, but maybe you could just put the cigarette out after 1 to 2 puffs. You can do baby steps. Some of you have to quit cold turkey. Some of you need baby steps. I want you being more healthy, so why don't you make a physical? Make an appointment for a physical. Why don't you get your blood sugar, cholesterol checked? Organize your desk at work. That'll make you work better. Maybe plan a mid-year vacation. That's something to look forward to, something to get excited about. Maybe walk the dog an extra half hour on Sundays. Limit your computer phone time to an hour a day. So these are some things that you could do. They're very easy. They're finite. They make your family happy. And you, can hopefully accomplish what you need to. But once you start to fail, don't give up. Just start over again. Nobody's going to ask you after tomorrow what your New Year's resolution is. And if they do, smack them in the face. I mean, who talks to you about that stuff? Honestly. All right. We'll come right back. 1-877-DOCTOR-DELLY.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
The Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So 1 in 10 young adults have been homeless over the past year. 10% of young people have been homeless. This is according to researchers with Chapin Hall. It's a youth policy center at the University of Chicago. Surveyed in 2016 and 2017, more than 26,000 young people and their families across the country. And they said 1 in 10 people age 18 to 25 had experienced homelessness. For adolescents, the number was 1 in 30. And they conclude that nearly 3.5 million young adults and 660,000 adults had been homeless within the previous year. low wages, pricey rental markets, family instability. And so many people are either crashing on couches or sleeping in cars, or they're turning to the streets. Let's go to the phone lines and hear what some of you have to say. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Yeah, this homeless problem is an American problem because you keep raising the prices of homes and apartments. You need to have a law that says you can't charge more than 30% of their income. And that's just the way it is. I know landlords aren't going to like that, but the fact is, you got millions of people that cannot afford these huge amounts you want for apartments and everything else, not counting first and last and on and on and on. It's just, no, that's not going to work. You got to have it like low-income amounts, 30% of your income, and that's it. Bite the bullet.
Okay, I wish I could talk to you. This was on our answer line. You were probably talking about some of the other stories that we had been talking about in the previous week or two about the homelessness and the hepatitis A outbreak and et cetera. But, you know, that's interesting. Do we ask employers for this, okay, for this homeless crisis? I mean, one in ten young adults have admitted to being homeless. These are people that have admitted to it, being homeless. You know, here's the thing. I see what you're talking about in terms of low-income housing, where there's like a sliding scale where you'll be charged based on your income. The thing is what if these people don't have income? Who pays for the real estate? You know, I agree with you in terms of apartments these days. Oh, my gosh. You know, you're looking around apartments. I mean, I remember back in the 90s, there was an apartment for $400 a month. It was three bedrooms in a not-so-good area of Las Vegas, and $400 was a lot of money, but it was still cheaper than the average apartment. The average apartment was $500, $600 in a not-so-good area. So I rented one room. Somebody else rented another room. Someone else rented another room. So I was able to get my rent down to like $150, you know, including power and all that other stuff. And $150 a month, I struggled to pay that, but I was able to make that work. In terms of, you know, apartments and rent and, you know, they, you know how they made these little pods and they're trying to make these little 300 square foot apartments, or actually I think 100 square foot little rooms for homeless people. You know, we do need to do something with our homelessness rates. I mean, this was startling. 1 in 10 young adults finding themselves homeless, and we're seeing huge rises of homelessness. Was it the economy? Is it the rising house the rising cost of housing and rent? I think it has to do with all of that. Is it mental illness? Is it drug abuse? Is it that people can't keep a job, so they can't keep a home, and they got to sleep where they could sleep, and they find a corner on a sidewalk to sleep? And, you know, so there's a lot of things contributing to this. So how do you help solve the homeless crisis? Having government housing helps. The problem is, you know, where does government housing go? Who pays for it? We already have government housing, and it looks like it's not enough. You know, apparently officials counted more homeless children and parents than homeless single men last year. They say the number of homeless families soared by more than 30% between 2015 and 2016. City officials and advocates for the poor attributed the growth in homeless families to rising home costs, you see? Just like he said, and a city policy of guaranteeing any homeless family shelter. I'm not sure what that means. So, homelessness definition, okay, was kind of broad in the study. So when 1 in 10 kids said, yeah, I was homeless, well, if they ran away from home, if they, you know, were in between apartments, okay, should they really call themselves homeless? You know, does that really, really count? You get dumped by a girlfriend or a boyfriend, you're out on the street, and you need to find another place to crash. Yeah, by definition, you're homeless, but that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about people that can't get a job, that don't have income, that can't, you know, navigate through the government, you know, bureaucracy to get into housing. And we have a society and we have cities that don't know where to put homeless housing because they don't want their property values to go down. Real estate's expensive. It just is. I couldn't imagine living in California, living in New York.
You know, I see what people pay. You know, I was walking around the French Quarter in New Orleans, and, you know, I was hearing some of the prices of some of these apartments. Million-dollar apartments in the French Quarter. Easy. Multiple million-dollar apartments in the French Quarter. And so, you know, here you are in New Orleans, and you think, oh, my gosh, you know, there's lots of places. They're probably not big apartments. It doesn't matter. Real estate is expensive. So, first things first. Those that are losing their jobs, okay, we need to find out why they're losing their jobs. Because getting a job helps prevent you from being homeless. Goes back to money. Now, why are people losing their jobs? Well, one, they may not like the work. And we now have this culture, if I don't like something, I'm not going to do it. I'm only going to do things I like. In the olden days, we had to sit through a TV show until the next TV show came on. Or we had to sit through a newscast until, you know, the, you know, primetime shows came on. Or we would have to wait for dinner to be cooked before we could eat. No. We have this attitude of, I'm only going to listen to the music I want to listen to. I'm not going to wait to listen on the radio. I'm going to listen to what I want to listen to. I'm going to podcast the show and listen to it when I want. I'm going to eat whenever I want. I'm going to text message and get an answer back when I want. I'm going to play a game when I want. And so I think we're cultivating a culture of people that are weenies and that don't want to, you know, sit at a desk or work or do a job that they have to do. And you know, it's nice that we have choices, but do we really have choices? You know, if you decide that you don't want to do a job or you want to do it half-assed, you're going to lose your job. Now, then you have a group of people that have mental illness, undiagnosed or diagnosed, untreated or treated. And for many of them, depending on what disorder they have, they can't sit at a desk. They may have poor interpersonal relationships with other workers. They may have, you know, they may have other, let's say, like explosive outbursts, etc. And so you would think, well, the American with Disabilities Act should protect them so they don't lose their job. Here's the thing. If it's not diagnosed, it may not be considered a disability, and so the ADA may not protect that. And the other thing, too, is employers are getting sued left and right. Employers are getting sued left and right for their employees for sexual harassment, for hostile workplaces, for a whole variety of things within a workplace. And so an employer has to stay alive. He has to stay open. He, she. So if there is an employee that's considered a quote-unquote trouble employee, as a doctor, I may say, look, I think there's some underlying depression or underlying anxiety or underlying bipolar or maybe some schizophrenia or this person needs to be diagnosed and treated. An employer's not going to have the time or the patience. They're going to say, look, I need things to run smoothly. I can't have somebody touching somebody else's breast or somebody saying something inappropriately or somebody throwing things off their desk because they're having a bad day. I need to make sure things run smooth so I don't get sued and I don't have liability issues. So an employer is going to be less likely to hire somebody with mental illness. So now you can't get a job. You can't get through the interview process. You can't. We'll talk about trying to get a new job. Some of you guys are after holiday work has, many of you have done some holiday work, and now that the holidays are over, you're out of a job. We'll talk about how to get through the interview with that. But it's a problem that not there's not one fix to it. Okay, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
See?
speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckinridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT, only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So Ryan wrote, because he was probably suffering from a hangover, what is the best thing to do for hangovers? And I thought I had talked about this before I left town, but I don't think I did. And when it comes to hangovers, there's some science to it. And so I'll explain what's going on. Okay? So basically, a hangover is a whole variety of symptoms that occur post-partying, whether it was a Christmas party, whether it was New Year's Eve, etc. And so a hangover is not just a headache. A hangover can be a headache. It could be muscle aches. It could be nausea. It could be anxiety. It could be moodiness. You may want to avoid light. Looking at the light, you may want to avoid loud noises. Your eyes could be red. You could be thirsty. You could be dizzy. And you could even have more symptoms than that. And the reason why people get a hangover is a variety of things. There's a whole bunch of things that could be adding to it. The big thing is the dehydration. Okay? You're out there dancing New Year's Eve or, at a party or whatever is going to now come up next in January, whatever we do in January. But anyway, and alcohol isn't the best hydrating drink, okay? And so you're dancing, you're sweating, etc., and alcohol will increase urination. So you're urinating more, you're not getting in the proper fluid, so you feel dehydrated. So you'll get a headache. The other thing, too, is low blood sugar. Okay, you may not be eating well when you're partying, okay? Alcohol can also reduce your blood sugar. Even though it gives you sugar, it's the type of sugar that may institute the or incite the insulin to, trigger the pancreas to shoot out more insulin so that the sugar gets rushed into the cells, and then you start to feel low blood sugar because you have less sugar in the blood. So alcohol could do that, and that's what makes you dizzy, sometimes nauseous. Also, poor sleep. When you drink, you don't sleep well. You don't get a nice, cuddly, deep sleep for 9 hours after you party. Not on New Year's. So you have poor sleep. Then your stomach lining is irritated. So alcohol will irritate the stomach lining. Maybe you have reflux, acid reflux. You don't feel good with that. And then the big thing that people talk about is the acetaldehyde. Now, acetaldehyde is a chemical that's converted from alcohol that we believe will make you nauseous and achy, either during its breakdown in the liver or after its metabolism. And I have this all drawn out for you guys on my website at drdahlia.com. So with acetaldehyde buildup, that's going to make you feel more hungover. And then cytokine production and release. These you see in inflammatory states and can make you achy. Then there's another theory that you have lactic acid buildup. And so with lactic acid, you're going to feel achy, maybe a headache, etc. Congeners in these in alcohol, like red wine versus vodka, some of these things may vary and cause you to have more of a headache than not. Some people say, well, the darker alcohols will give you more of a headache than the lighter ones. Some people will say cheap tequila will be worse than fancier. From what I've noticed, the fancier type of wines, like for those people that suffer from migraines, they say, I can drink fancy wine, I can't drink cheap wine. Well, that could be because of the congeners that are in it. And you might go through a little withdrawal from drinking the night before. So the first thing you need to do whenever you, are drinking heavily, and we don't want you to, but my job right now is to teach you guys what to do with hangovers, is you got to drink water. You got to hydrate. Hydrate, hydrate, hydrate. So alcohol is a diuretic, makes you urinate more, you lose fluids and salts. Water is probably the easiest, most tolerable, cheapest way to hydrate. You got to take it slow so you don't throw up. No scotch and water, just water. You could also do electrolytes like Gatorade or Pedialyte. Those things have some electrolytes, so that could help you as well if you need some salt or if you need some potassium, etc. But if you can't, start drinking water even while you're drinking. Then you got to eat something. Because if you have an empty stomach, with the stomach lining and the alcohol could cause an ulcer. The irritated stomach lining is not going to make you feel good. Many people say eat a greasy breakfast the next day. No, because you could throw up. A balanced breakfast, but make sure you got some protein in it. You want to give the stomach acid something to chew, but make it easily digestible. Your GI tract is not going to like what happened the night before with the alcohol. So don't give it anything super, super heavy to digest. But some protein will work. All right, as well as some carbs, and baby steps, and then exercise. Exercise helps, right, because the adrenaline gets the blood pumping. The adrenaline may also cause a little bit of vasoconstriction, which will help with the headache, and sometimes the cool air outside will help you feel good. You'll inhale, you'll have some endorphin release, so that can maybe help with your headaches. Now, we've talked about this study. Back in 2013, Chinese researchers found that Sprite seemed to be the best hangover cure. Now, we don't have a lot of other studies backing it up, but they found that Sprite seemed to allow a quicker, recovery time than other beverages. Maybe it's because it's sweet, you know, helping with the sugar issue. Maybe because it's bubbly, so your head and tummy may feel better. Sports drinks, again, could help replace the salts, etc. Now, some of you go, well, what about hair of the dog? Well, we've talked about hair of the dog. Hair of the dog was originally a treatment to ward off rabies. So after you got bit by a dog, people would put a piece of dog hair on the wound, kind of like a treating fire with fire type of strategy. And then later, they use it for hangovers. So a lot of people would have a Bloody Mary the next day because they would deal with the alcohol withdrawal and the mood issues and the hypoglycemia by taking in more alcohol. And many people said that worked. But we don't have any scientific evidence saying, look, do hair of the dog. So hair of the dog is basically where you're waking up the next day, and because alcohol is what hurts you, you drink alcohol to feel better. It's something that it's a concept we've seen, you know, used many times in medicine and homeopathy. But when it comes to alcohol, I really wouldn't recommend it. So, avoiding the hangover, guys, I know this is advice for the next party because New Year's is already over, but, you know, try to avoid getting drunk, okay? You could drink in baby steps, okay? Remember, the night is young, okay? If you have a party to go to, you don't want to get smashed by 6:25. You'll be tired by 7. So, you know, pace yourself. Drink plenty of water throughout the night. As soon as you get home, don't drink on an empty stomach to speed up the buzz. A lot of us did that in college, going, you wonder what? Alcohol's expensive, you know, to buy a drink. That could be like a $4 drink, so I'll skip dinner. And then that one drink will make me more buzzed. It's true. Your empty gut will absorb alcohol quicker. But that doesn't mean that's healthier for your liver. It's healthier for your stomach. Okay? And then you get hungover. So, yeah, you may be saving money, and you may be getting a buzz on an empty stomach, but that doesn't mean that's the best way to go. Many people will come home, and they'll be like, this is what I'll do. To prevent a hangover, I'll stop popping some Tylenol or some anti-inflammatories. You got to be careful with that, because remember, your liver is already irritated from the alcohol, and your stomach lining is already irritated. So you start popping Motrin or Naprosyn or ibuprofen for Motrin or Naprosyn, leave. Now you can really irritate the stomach lining. And if you're prone to getting an ulcer or a bleed, that's not good. And again, your liver is already kind of vulnerable from the drinking, so Tylenol or anti-inflammatories could hurt it. So, I hope that helps. I posted this also on my website. So for those of you that have concerns about, you know, how to deal with the hangover and you guys shouldn't still be hungover, you can go to my website at drdahlia.com. All right. So when we come back from break, we got to talk about what's going on in Nevada and what may happen later in your states in terms of this AB 474 bill. Apparently, agencies want to now really limit the amount of narcotics doctors write, but they're doing it indirectly by having all these protocols and procedures that we fear what many doctors and medical providers are going to do is say, well, then you know what? This is taking too much time. I'm not going to get involved. Or if I'm going to risk losing my license, then I just won't prescribe those anymore. And we'll talk about that. One of you had written over the break, how does a doctor refuse to write a medication? They took a Hippocratic oath. Many doctors do. Doctors are not forced to practice outside their comfort zone. So if a doctor doesn't want to write seizure medicine because he's not comfortable treating seizures, he can do that. If a doctor doesn't want to write ADD medicine, if he doesn't want to write diet pills, he's allowed to do that. We're also going to talk about selfieitis. Don't go away. We'll write back. 1-877 Dr. Dahlia.
Have you checked your ECS lately? We have. We are New Pharma, scientists who specialize in human functions controlled by the endocannabinoid system, or ECS. Let me simplify. Your ECS is involved in physiological processes like appetite, pain sensation, mood, memory, and immune systems. New Pharma's patent-pending science is the big difference in our natural solutions, formulated for your well-being. For example, our foundation product provides targeted nutrition to support a healthy endocannabinoid system, which is directly responsible for managing and controlling inflammation. This product contains turmeric, which is known as one of the best anti-inflammatories on the planet. Our allergies product contains sage, which is a very effective decongestant. See all of our amazing capsules, essential oils, and ECS herbal teas
disease at GNUPHARMA.com. New Pharma. Your path to wellness begins here.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.